You know, that fire is, when you was talking about, I thought about Isaiah. He took the coal and put it on his tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that
and
last week.
He didn't see that, you know, when that happened, he rose up.
He did.
You know, he went, he felt like he was the least. And then, but when the fire touched his tongue, he wasn't looking at what he used to say and the people he used to be around. He was looking to the Lord.
Amen.
And when the Lord said, "Who will go for us?" He said, "Here am I. Send me."
He volunteered. God had already picked him, but he wanted him to say.
The fire of the Holy Spirit.
Send me. Don't send nobody else. Send me. I'm ready. Because at first, he said he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among people mm-hmm. out there." He said, "I'm no different than the people I..." He had a very bad sin conscience. But when that coal of fire touched his tongue, yeah. like it touched him on the day of Pentecost, uh-huh. that fire set on their tongue.
And when
changed me.
When the fire of the Holy Spirit comes, it helps us to rise up.
Woo!
To everything is not right. And,
amen.
You know, being in this world, things are not always right. But when we enter his presence, the fire of the Holy Spirit will reveal
Jesus.
Things, and we repent.
Yes.
And now he can sanction us for something. And it helps us rise up in him. I'm going to tell you, this week I thought about something. I was driving to work. I thought about how I never, every time I had success, that I thought about what was in common. Every time I learned something from the Lord or rose above something or mm-hmm. overcame something or learned something I was after, I always said, "I'm going to do this."
Amen.
From the heart.
Whoa, that's good.
I asked the Lord many questions. Some things I was more haphazard about. I didn't always get those answers. But the times that I did, I said, "I'm going to learn this." And when that happens, when you say it from the heart, the Lord has something to work with. The fire of the Holy Spirit helps us to do that. I know that Christ gave us full authority on the earth. We can have what we say. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we don't have to surrender for anybody, for nothing. We can do his perfect will. Even if we don't measure the word enough now, we can seek the Lord about it, and he'll bring us to the point where we can.
Amen.
And now watch this. This is our enemy right here. Isaiah 14, verse 12. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" Watch verse 13. "For thou hast said in thine heart." Mm-hmm. This is why the enemy is so dedicated to his purpose. He said it in his heart. And when people do that, angels, people, when they say something from the heart, that's what they're going to do. And he said, "I will ascend into heaven, exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north."
Mm-hmm.
He said it in his heart. And he lost. He's not going to get to do those things, but that's what he said in his heart. And he became dangerous because of it. But he, whenever I would ask the Lord something and want to know it, I said, I'm going to learn this. And I said it by faith, and I meant it, and I stuck with it. The fire of the Holy Spirit helps us to do, we're victorious. It helps us to know that against all situations, we can be victorious. And as we look to the Lord, he's unlimited. But if we look to a situation, we're not. The fire of the Holy Spirit helps us with things that, wherever there's a lack, wherever there's a doubt, wherever there's unbelief, yielding to the Holy Spirit, we welcome him, and he will burn that stuff. Spiritually, he'll burn it up. He can get. I realized this week why he would give me revelation that I couldn't describe it. the Lord always he spoke parables to people that he loved. He wanted to give them a chance to come in. That through the parable they could change, they could repent and come. But to his own people, after they asked, he showed them what he wanted them to know. When I was seeking the Lord, I would seek the Lord for things that he if he didn't want to give it to others, he'd answer me and cause me to understand enough so I could live. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't release it until it was time. Uh-huh. And what I received from it was he told me basically what, so I could understand what he was doing. He gave me that information. But he can communicate spirit to spirit and cause you to understand something that you can't put in words. And he thinks of everything. I didn't know this when he did it, but that's why. But when the Holy Spirit is here, whatever the problem, you can receive it through him. He'll help you get what you need. We're unlimited. And the more we look to him, the more unlimited we become. But we also do what he does. The Lord saw the light, that the light was good. And he chose the light and rejected the darkness. He's doing the same thing throughout the whole Word of God. The light is good. He receives the light and he rejects the dark. He exposes all darkness for what it is.
Amen.
So he said that even the period of grace is a two-edged sword. Because it's time. Time tries faith. Real faith will sustain throughout time. Because faith is present, it's current. People of faith are going to stick with the word. Grace gives people time to come in, and it gives people time to go out. It's a two-edged sword. That's why there's a falling away. Everything that have walked away from God, because of grace, their love for the world will increase, and they walk out. When they get to the point they don't want God anymore, they'll walk out. But the people that want to know God, he give them time to come in. See, everything of God is that way. He divides light from darkness. Out of time. And the fire of God do the same thing. So that's a purifying aspect of the Holy Spirit. And the blood of Christ made it legal, and the fire of God does the rest. All right, helps us stick with the love of God. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing, all the understanding that you're giving and providing. Help us to know you and do all that's in your heart. Help us to see you and not giants like David, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.